This is a biography of Darwin. I think of it as a portrait, but it follows his life from childhood through to death. And I spent, it came out 2 years ago, and I haven't read from it in a little while, so it's quite nice to come back to it. So I'll begin at the beginning, when Darwin was 8, and it's called The Donkey, August 1817. All along the roads, the beds of grass played dead that summer, the long blades bending under the weight of rain. Charles walked forever, legs unbound by fence or distance, a silver net of droplets over his hair. He wandered the river, casting, plonking, skipping stones, pulling worms to hook, his nails thin, black crescents. The air, the quivering air, carried him, its damp brew of scent that rose from the ground, that fell from the trees, honeysuckle, dirt, cow dung, field grass, wildflower, hay, leaf, he trod underfoot. He gulped down deep breaths as his father, the doctor, did, trying to swallow the words for what he felt. Beneath the pine trees, the insects lived and prayed. Still, he killed them. His pockets belched treasure to hoard back praise, black beetle carapaces, crumbling butterfly wings, pads of moss, quartz cored rocks he smashed open on fence posts, spooking the grey, sag-bellied, sad-eyed donkey who believed he was a sheep among sheep, dumbly tearing grass, he taking off across the field. Some of the Irish servants believed donkeys genuflected on Christmas Day, but this one couldn't protect the flock from foxes, and every week in spring a new dead sheep, a ram with a hole in its forehead, stigmata from another ram's horns, lay petrified on its side, bloated, fly-blown, fur black clotted with mud, until the farmer dragged it away. His mother's body, too, had grown toxic, sprouted a fatal mushroom like a field after rain, and all the world that had seemed to be made of glass, ecstatic, transparent, mysteriously molten, had broken. No amount of plunder, no collected cachet of wonders could extract the adoration he now needed to chase away the terrible secret growing daily within him, the thought that either his father was no doctor or God was a donkey.